There has been an ongoing debate over the proposed new state education standards since Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas said she wants the State Board of Education to adopt those of conservative Hillsdale College in Michigan, which has connections to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
That move came last month after the State Department of Education had spent more than a year of gathering input from educators, experts, and community members to revise the state's science, history, and computer science standards. Now, 17 organizations, including faith leaders and teachers, are speaking out against Douglas's proposed standards and calling on the Board of Ed to follow through and approve the revised standards they've spent the last year shaping. One of the groups involved in that process has been the SICK Coalition, which has worked to advocate for the inclusion of Sikhism, as well as many other minority world religions, in the standards in an effort to make them more inclusive.
And we'll hear from the superintendent more about this in a few minutes. But first, let's hear from some of those who are advocating for this change. I sat down with Angeline Kaur Goomer, a Sikh American community leader who has two young children in Arizona public schools, and Reverend Larry Foltz, the executive director of the Arizona Interfaith Movement, which signed on in support of these more inclusive standards. And Goomer told me when she found out the board was revising these standards more than a year ago, she asked if she could join their focus group.
Joined the focus group and gave my opinion about why Sikhism, which is the fifth largest religion in the world, should be included in our world history and world religions as we educate our students. And so from that, the Board of Education had a group of educators create these new inclusive standards. So they were developed by educators, by our teachers who are in the classrooms with our kids every day. So they are the experts. They developed these standards that included Sikhism, but also included other minority religions such as Taoism and Shintoism and Buddhism, and also more information and more studies on females and Native Americans. And so that's kind of where we were at up until about August when Diane Douglas came up with a new set of standards called the Hillsdale Standards. And in those, she just focused on the study of Judaism, Islam, and Christianity.
And you have kids in public schools here, right? Why do you think this is important to not just mention those major three religions?
Yeah. So for many reasons, just as a parent of two children going to school, I want them to be educated about the world around us. I want them to understand that Arizona is representative of multiple communities, a lot of minority communities. So they, when they do enter the real world, they're not shocked by seeing someone that looked different from what they saw in their school environment. Just being as a parent of two sick little boys who we don't cut our hair, and a lot of the men wore turbans. My two little boys wear a batka.
What's a batka?
A batka is kind of a smaller turban that the little boys wear that covers their head. It's just a piece of cloth.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of education around it. I go to their schools and I talk about why they look different. It's just a piece of cloth. And we talk about it's their identity. It helps them to remember to be good and be kind and to be helpful, which is really what a Sikh is about. But post 9/11, the perception of a turban was completely different. Mm-hmm. And so I think having this education done in the classroom will be really important for us to reduce some of the hate crime and bigotry and backlash that a lot of people face. And so the stat that for me as a parent makes me so passionate about this is that 2 out of 3 turban sick kids will be bullied in school. I have two little boys. If we do this education in the classroom today, that stat will drop.
I wonder, do you know how we compare to other states in terms of including other religions that are not just Christianity, Judaism, and Islam in our standards?
So I don't know comparative to, you know, where we are compared to the other states, but I can say that 7 other states have changed and included Sikhism.
Right. And Reverend Foltz, you come from a broader perspective. You're representing the Arizona Interfaith Movement. Tell us a little bit about why it is that your organization wanted to get behind this move.
Well, first of all, the Sikh community is part of our organization. But every year, we have a number of hate crimes in our community. And we go there and stand in solidarity with those who have been recipients of that crime. Just an illustration is a menorah that was bent into a form a Nazi symbol some time ago in the East Valley. The judge was very wise in which he sent a Holocaust survivor out to those three boys and their parents to talk to them about why that menorah is very important to the Jewish population. Hmm. And when it was all said and done, they were all crying because they realized that they had really done something that was tragic and terrible to the Jewish population. And the same is true with all of our people who come from various places in the world, who come here to the United States to worship as their conscience dictates for them to do, thinking that this is a safe place, they can do this. Angeline was just talking about the Sikh community after 9/11 looking at them as terrorists because they wore a turban. And the first hate crime that happened after 9/11 was to a member of our Sikh community. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important that our young people understand the misunderstanding of religions and what we believe in is often the catalyst to do these kinds of crimes that are heinous. And that's why it's so critical to help people, young people, children in our schools to understand what these different faiths believe and why they do certain things or wear certain clothes, etc.
Right. So when the superintendent produced these new standards from Hillsdale College, she said that they are more robust than the standards that we currently have. What was your reaction, both of you, to that move when you had worked on this longer process to get these inclusive, this more inclusive language written into the new standards that were going to be agreed upon?
Nothing can be more robust if they don't include the minority religions. If it's just the Abrahamic faiths, that does not give us a complete picture of the faith community in our state.
Agreed. So I will tell you my initial reaction was I was infuriated because I'd been working on this for a year, and I thought we were getting to a place, I thought we were moving forward as a state, and I thought these standards made us take a step backwards. And so I don't think they represent the community that we live in today. And so I think it's unfair for our children not to know what is going on in the world around them.
So now many organizations like yours have come together and said, we want to support these standards that are more inclusive. What kind of message do you think it would send if these were to be approved, these more inclusive standards? Like, what are your hopes in terms of how this would change things and change the conversation in the future?
I think we have an opportunity right now to impact millions of kids, millions of students in Arizona, and to make sure that another incident like Balbir Singh Sodhi, which was the first hate crime that happened here in Arizona, we have an opportunity here to make sure that that doesn't happen again. We have an opportunity to change that 2 out of 3 turban Sikh kids being bullied or whatever stat it is for another minority or someone from a different background. We have an opportunity to reduce that.
All right. Angeline, Reverend Foltz, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with Angeline Kaur-Gumer and Reverend Larry Foltz with the Arizona Interfaith Movement. I also spoke with Superintendent Diane Douglas about this, as she was the one who proposed these standards from Hillsdale College. And she told me the way they have rewritten these standards isn't going to teach much about these religions.
With all due respect to them, these explicit mentions teach nothing about their religion. I mean, it mentions it in passing, but there's no way that it would necessarily be anything other than a mention in a page in a standard book.
But she agrees that teaching them is essential and should be included more in both versions of the school standards that are up for consideration, including those she introduced.
I mean, I think all of that can just as easily be covered or inserted into Hillsdale. I mean, they look at it more as different regions of the world rather than religions. But I wouldn't have any problem with something like this being added if someone wanted to, because you're an undereducated person if you don't understand world religions, their interactions, their relationships for and sometimes against each other, and if you don't understand worldviews.
The State Board of Education is set to vote on the new standards next Monday. Stay tuned to KJZZ for updates on what happens and what it will mean for our state's public schools.